Tēnā tātou katoa, ngā mihi nui kia koutou katoa, mihi ana kia koe tā vai ana, tā tāmati, tā tīpene, me koe hoki, ngā mihi nui kia koutou. I got some good advice before, during lunch, I should say, about sticking to the timetable, so the first thing I'm going to do is digress for a few minutes. In the same theme as my colleagues here. I thought there was an important event that happened last night at dinner, and that was the acknowledgement of Kōrō Wetere's contribution to Hui Taumata. And Kōrō Wetere has been a significant influence in my life, in all of my life really, from family to marae to iwi to professional kind of my professional life and success. And so I just wanted to take the opportunity to acknowledge him again today, you know, and his contribution that he has made. I also wanted to note that I am far too young to have been here in 1984. Very pleased to say that. I'm not sure where I was in 1994, but it wasn't on my agenda then either. But I was at Hui Taumata in 2004 in Wellington, and I was a fresh executive at Tainui Group Holdings and trying to do things in a new and a different way. And so I found Hui Taumata fascinating, really fascinating to see this group of Māori together trying to aspire to really shift us and move us in a new direction. And so it's great to be back 10 years later and to actually being given the privilege of talking to you today. I have to say that there is quite a different audience here today, I think, from the one in 2004. There is certainly a younger vibe to the audience, and you could all take the credit for that. So it's good to see that things have and continue to change. But certainly feel like we are still on the same path. And so 30 years later, we are now looking 30 years ahead. Just some reflections on today. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be here yesterday, but today has just been wonderful. It's been wonderful in terms of having these kaupapa to talk to with panels of people and getting lots of different points of view about the same thing. You know, it's great to see that we have gotten to the point where Māori can have many views. We don't all have to have the same view. But again, still heading in the same direction, having the same kind of strategic goals about what we want to do and what we aspire to do. So thank you for allowing me to digress for those few minutes, and it's wonderful to be here. So back to building capability and balancing the workforce. You know, in order to understand our workforce needs, we really have to have a vision of what 2040 would look like. What do we want to look like in 2040? Or sharpening it further, what does Māori economic, cultural, social and environmental success look like in 2040? I understand that the last kōrero today is going to answer that question, not this kōrero. So if we all hang around for at least another hour, then there's going to be some wisdom shared with us this afternoon. But we've got some time to contemplate it too. And while you contemplate that future state, I'm going to take a few minutes to look backwards. So there's a number of hats I wear on any day of the week, but I would like to start with Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. It's been a significant event in my life working for Te Wānanga o Aotearoa for the last 4 years, and of course it's relevant to today and to this kōrero. So every year Te Wānanga o Aotearoa enrolls about 32,000 students. Half of those students are Māori, so it's about $16,000 for those of you, 16,000 people for those of you who are mathematicians. And 15% of those 32,000 are young, so about 4,000 of the 32,000 are under the age of 25. Most of those 32,000 are women, about 70% of them, and 35% of our tauira come to us with no qualifications. So that's a perspective, I think, on Māori, on our Māori population in terms of where we are at with our capability. And that's an annual event for Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. It's now in its 30th year. been in existence for more than 30 years and really been enrolling students at that volume for about the last 10 years, at least the last 10 years. In addition, so that's Te Wānanga Aotearoa's world, but in addition to that, Māori school leavers continue to leave school with no qualifications. And last year's stats, and I haven't checked them with Hekia's stats this morning, but that was about 30% of that student population that is Māori leave with no qualifications. So the world is not changing in terms of what is happening for those young people going through through our compulsory education system, despite all of the amazing work that has happened over the last 30 years. And I guess, you know, and the other thing is, of course, that Hekia spoke this morning about first chance learners. But really, Te Wānanga Aotearoa has built a significant business based on second chance learners. That older Māori woman with no qualifications. And while we do a great job at transforming the lives of our second chance learners and their whānau, because we all know that if we educate that one person, if we can hook that one person onto education, then we find that there is a flow-on effect. You know, their children, their mokopuna, their interest is piqued in terms of, well, what are you doing, you know? You're going to kura, and those sorts of things. And it just flows, and it flows, and it flows. So Te Wānanga Aotearoa has a philosophy about whānau transformation through education, because it's not just about the one person, it's about many. So we've built a significant business based on those second chance learners, and really it's about time to say, I think, that we shouldn't have to do that. Right? We shouldn't have to do that. In 2014, which is about 20 years post-settlement for some of our iwi and for one of my iwi, Waikato Tainui, I would have liked to have thought that our workforce would be in better shape than it is. But unfortunately, with that pipeline of tauira still leaving compulsory education with no qualifications, that world isn't going to change for a long, long time. All right? And that's okay for Te Wānanga Aotearoa, because we do that really well. We do transform those students really well. They, their lives are different after experiencing that first course, that first program. So that's going to continue on for generations, really. But that's a really hard path to success. It's like walking through mud. Or if you'd like golden syrup, if you want a positive analogy. You know, it's just hard work. Very rewarding work, but still. We have to own our own and our children's education, or it will continue to be a very hard slog. And I know I'm talking to a room full of people who believe in education and who have been very successful at education, but really, we're only 2 degrees of separation in New Zealand. So right beside you, there's a whānau who probably needs you to show them the way, to give them a hand, to be a bit of a guide, a bit of a leader. And the future is so bright, we should be able to figure out how to get out of the mud. We've been told that in 50 years, the Māori economy will create 150,000 jobs, 50,000 of those professional and 30,000 trades. So there's real opportunity on the demand side of the equation. On the supply side, our approach to the development of capability amongst our people has been at best organic, although over the last 30 years there we have been some significant movements. And some significant institutions created during that time. We need a plan, and given our size as one collective group, we should be able to have one plan. One plan that gives guidance, leadership, and influences all of our decision makers, from our parents, our whānau, our hapū, our iwi, to, dare I say it, government and the private sector. We are a great population of generalists with a smattering of great specialists. In many ways, we have focused on governance when what happens below governance is far more important and varied and has real depth and breadth for all of those who are looking for opportunities. If I put on another hat, I have a few jobs. If I put on another hat as the chair of PKW Inc., we own about 20,000 hectares, We farm about 4,000 of that and get an annual rental out of the rest of it. We manage and share milk about 20 farms, so we're a significant food producer in this country. We produce grass and cows and milk. And just recently, really, in the last 5 or 6 years, we've grown people. So we've, for the first time in the 30 years existence of PKW, we have a team of our own, and a growing team, and a very talented team. So from a workforce point of view, as a diverse entity with many different interests and investments, you know, our workforce needs are incredibly diverse. But I don't think that they're any that much different to most of the other Māori entities that are kind of finding their way and growing and developing today. You know, it's about having finding the talent within your people and really being able to utilise that talent for the best interests of the business. Our future needs from a workforce point of view is incredibly diverse. Yes, we need aggies, and those are farmer people. We also need analysts. We find that as a corporate farmer, our needs for data and managing data and being able to interpret that data and make decisions out of it is growing. But we also need fencers, plumbers, carpenters, technology specialists. We still need accountants and lawyers, even though they're kind of old school these days. But, you know, our needs are diverse. There is lots of opportunity there. And I know that our needs are not that much different to what Waikato Tainui's needs are, what Ngaitahu's needs are, or any of the other Māori corporations out there. Every time we go to the market looking for these specialists and generalists, we want to choose the best Māori for the role. And at an even more granular level, we would like to be able to choose the best Taranaki Māori for the role. Now, that may sound a little insular and inward-looking, but I believe that rangatiratanga is about choice, and I'd love to be able to make choices like that. So just a short kōrero today, people. I am going to save us some time, and I'd just like to end it there, really, because I think in some funny way we have actually managed to connect all of our kōrero together. And so thank you very much for your time today. Ngā mihi nui kia koutou.